listening area from activity last night and this morning. Showers and storms should be ending here before midnight tonight, cloudy and 69. And then we start seeing temperatures back in the 90s and more sunshine. Tomorrow, 90. Friday, 91. Saturday, 95.
Yeah, Council Grove, a lot of rain there, 2.6 in town.
Yep.
In Council Grove, that is hefty. So if you have anything from Chase County here this morning, too, let us know. Strong City, Cottonwood Falls.
Yep.
What you have? Opie, let us know. The rainfall totals, text those to us, 620-342-5863. Half an inch here at the KVOE studios, about 0.4 out at the Emporia Municipal Airport, and quite possibly more on the way. Looks like they're getting more to the west of us, doesn't it? Here this morning.
It's been that way for a while. Basically, most of the pre-dawn hours, most of the rain had been holding to the west of the Kansas Turnpike. And actually, really, as we look at things now, the more moderate rainfall, at least on a more widespread level, is out of the Keyview listening area to our northwest. We're talking north of Council Grove, getting up into, say, western Waubunsee County, and then further north of I-70. But there is more moderate rainfall coming just west of Wichita. Currently, it's aimed a little bit more towards central Kansas than east central Kansas, but we'll track things for you and let those rainfall totals fly. We'll keep posting those here on KVOE.
All right, right now overcast and 70 here at KVOE, live and local. Banner headlines this morning, a service of IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an Acrisure agency partner, 529 Commercial Suite 5, with offices also in Eureka and Wichita. IPC, the Insurance Planning Center. Good morning. It's 7:41. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And from ESB Financial, we're pleased to be joined this morning by Karen Summers. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, Ron. Good morning.
Always good to talk to you, my friend, and we have another Spirited 50 trip that is just about here, Karen.
We do, and I just wanted to visit with you just a little bit about, this is your last call, and we hope that you would like to take a vacation day with us. You know, it's summertime, time to take a little trip. So we've got a full day next Thursday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, June 27th. And so we invite you to come on in a Kansas adventure with us. And we just thought it'd be fun to check out some other areas in Kansas to see what's going on. So we are going to take our motor coach and go up to St. Mary's. And we are very excited. We have a personal tour of the Magnificent Immaculata Church. And this is the Society of St. Pius X. It stands 12 stories high. It holds over 1,500 people, and you can see it from 5 miles away.
Wow, yeah.
So this is going to be really a fun experience to see what's going on there. And then we have Lyle Butler, who is one of our directors. He is a retired Chamber of Commerce exec in Manhattan, and he'll get on the motor coach with us, and he's going to talk all about what's going on in Manhattan and what their forecast is for their future, and talk about InBath and K-State and the research part. So that'll be fun for us to learn all about that. And we are going to have a wonderful lunch, catered lunch, and then we're going to see the Midwest Green Car Collection. And this is over 65 cars ranging from 1886 to the present day. And so it's supposed to be spectacular. I've not seen it yet, so I'm eager to see that. And then we are going to go to the Liquid Art Winery and Estate. This is a new winery west of Manhattan. And the views of the Flint Hills are beautiful there. And we will sample their wines, and we'll have some charcuterie. And then we'll come home on the scenic bypass 177, which is now open.
Finally open, yeah.
And I know that was about a year, wasn't it?
It's over a year, I think. Yeah, it seems like, well, it seems like forever. Mm-hmm. That thing was
closed, but. So anyway, this trip is gonna leave early in the morning, like 7:30, which is gonna be oh my gosh for me, but I'll be there. And then we'll get home before dinner. So it's a long day. You deserve a vacation day. We invite you to come. We have about seven seats left, I think. But you need to call us on Thursday morning. Now, the reason I say Thursday morning, today is Juneteenth, right? Happy Juneteenth Day.
Bank is closed,
that
right?
Bank is closed. Federal holiday. So call Angie, 342-3454 before noon. I'm cutting that off then because we have to give our final numbers for lunch. So we hope you come. It'll be a ton of fun.
Yeah, please call by noon tomorrow. Again, that number is 342-3454, 342-3454. Call Angie and reserve your spot. That's going to be a great day trip. They always make it a lot of fun, the Spirited 50 Travel Club with ESB Financial. Well, Karen, do you have a money message for us?
I do. You know, if you haven't been to Farmers Market, Wednesdays now are open, you know, in June. And, oh, man, we got peas. We've been shelling peas and doing fun stuff like that. And it's a great opportunity for you to take your kids. And I hear that tomatoes and corn may be here. Who knows tonight? But anyway, everybody come out to the farmer's market. It's our pleasure to be their sponsor.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, the corn has been there. You're right. The green beans started here, I think, about a week ago at the market. But, yeah, corn, if not today, it's not that far away. So 5 o'clock, Farmers Market parking lot, 7th and Merchant, right at the ESB Financial kiosk, Farmers Market. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Ron. Everybody have a great day and happy weekend.
Happy weekend. Karen Summers, ESB Financial, managing your money. ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901. Locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. ESB Financial. It is 7:46 in a Wednesday morning. Hello to our good friend Dave Harding, Fanistel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. A little soggy out again, but that's all right. Makes everything grow. It's going great out here. It seems like each week we get busier and busier and see a lot of people out here, so it's nice to see the hustle and bustle. Today we do have a new item to talk about, but I'm going to save that for the end.
Oh, you're going to drag it on, aren't you? You're going to make us hang.
That's right.
New item, new item.
Tease it out there.
All right. Well, give us a meat bundle update here this morning, Dave.
Absolutely. Last week we added some produce from Smoot's Gardens, and we're going to do that again this week with the new potatoes, onions, and garden fresh cabbage. That'll go along with the hamburger and pork chop Fanistel meat bundle. This week's winner for the meat bundle is Abby Vogel. Congratulations to her. And be sure when you're out here shopping, you register. We're going to keep doing this probably every week for quite a while. And you could win. So sign up when you're out here.
Yeah, make sure you sign on that registration form you'll find out at Fanistel's Fresh Local Market, and you too, along with Abby Vogel, could be a big Fanistel meat bundle winner. Well, what about hamburger sale, Dave?
Yes, our everyday low price sale hamburger is going on, starting at just $3.49, and then we're also continuing with our hamburger and bacon sale. Goes through June. Buy a 10-pound box of 85/15 ground beef in the 1-pound packages for $34.90, and then you can also get a box of our new Country Boy thick sliced bacon, 2 5-pound packages for $34.90, and that's a savings of $15 on that Country Boy bacon.
Great deal, and deals out at Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. Well, let's venture into the new item category here this morning, Dave.
Let's hit that new item. You know, a couple weeks ago we talked about how we're more than just meat, you know, with Fanistel Meats, the word meat is in our name. We're famous for our party time ham, all of our deli meats, and then our bone-in hams at Christmas time and bacon and hot dogs. But we do also have other items like Village Pies, Alma Cheese, V's Pasta, Becky's Beerox, popcorn, sauces, rubs, jellies, mustards, etc. And now we are expanding more in the dessert area with cookie dough.
Woo! Sounds good.
Yes, Ron, we're in the cookie dough business. And we're starting out with chocolate chip cookie dough. And if it does well, we might expand into more flavors. We have been sampling some ourselves. And chocolate chip cookie dough has definitely been a hit with our employees so far, so we're ready to release it to the public and see what you guys think. So come in and check out the chocolate chip cookie dough.
At Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. Yeah, boy, that just sounds good. Cookie dough sounds good, and, oh boy, chocolate chip cookie dough really, Really sounds good out at Fannistel's. All right, Dave, let's re-rack it.
All right, hamburger and bacon sale continues. Buy a box of the 8515 ground beef for $34.90. You get a box of the Country Boy thick bacon for just $34.90 also.
All right, and check out the chocolate chip cookie dough at Fannistel's Fresh Local Market. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Ron. Have a great day, and everybody get out and grill.
Get out and grill. Fannistel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. For more information, you are encouraged to call 620-342-6354. That's 342-6354. Fannistel's Fresh Local Market. Good morning at 7:50.
The other day I was sitting on my porch thinking, where have all the birds gone? I hadn't seen any for quite a while and thought maybe the neighborhood cats had finally eradicated every nest on our block. And then I sat and sat and sat. I sat there for about 20 minutes without really thinking about anything.